The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Hashem's strength in the Bria. Yeah, Shalom. We were discussing the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a Gemara, Mechulin, that says that Caesar told Yeshua and Hananiah, I want to prepare a food, a meal for your God. And Yeshua answered him that it's not possible. He has too many people in his malochim, whatever, in his entourage. The Caesar insisted, no, even so, I want to do it. So he said, Shulan Hananiah answered him, so you know what, on the bank of the river, on the shore of the ocean, set up a very large meal over there. Anyway, this was in the springtime. In the course of the summer, he prepared a whole big setup of tables and things. And eventually came the rainy season, and the rains came down and then basically washed everything into the ocean. So, Shimon Hananiah told the Caesar, this is just the people that are washing the way before Kadosh Baruch Hu comes, the big king of the universe comes. That's the rings that he's bringing. So, Kamavan, the whole thing is just a story to help us put things in the right perspective. Sometimes, a person is very powerful, and he thinks that he's so powerful he could even do something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem ben Hananiah is saying, no matter what you do, it's nothing in the eyes of Hashem. If we really look at the whole big picture of the universe, the universe is so vast, it's so great and big, can't even in our minds imagine the greatness and the size of the universe. When you're talking at billions of light years, something unimaginable, with trillions of stars and galaxies, and we're nothing, we're a speck, the whole thing. And the funniest thing is that you have people on this planet that think they're so powerful, and it's even funnier that we think they're so powerful. And when you look at this amazing Bria that Kosh Bo created, then we see where the real power is. The amount of nuclear bombs that are being activated in all these stars around us, that's what we see. These nuclear reactions that are creating all the heat and the light. It's also so vast and great, it's unimaginable. This is just the physical world that we see. There's a spiritual world much greater than that, above that. The truth is that sometimes we know that people that are not believers are used in another direction. And everything can be used in one of two directions. That you can bring it closer to Hashem and take it away from Hashem. A person that wants to live a life of hefker and not be under Kodesh Baruch Hu, he says, look at this infinite universe in size and power and force. We're a speck, we're nothing. When significant, there's no purpose, no value for us. It can't be that this whole big thing came about just for this little speck over here. Well, everything is nothing, no value in the world. We look at the exact opposite, and that's why Hashem built it this way. Hashem Dafka made the world so big. It says in the Novi in various places that we should look up to the stars and see the vast amount of stars, the amazing creation of size and power that Hashem created, and realize that this is all created for us. Yes, in size, in physical size, we are tiny. But we are what the world is and the universe is all about. Hashem created for us. It's always important to recognize it and remind ourselves about that. We sometimes get caught up with all kinds of petty things and realize them.
Kol Halashon.
Petty things, it's my covet and my tithes and said about this and said about that. And then look at this amazing thing. Hashem created such a vast, amazing universe just so individuals like me should take advantage of it. I can waste my time in trivialities, things that are not important. Hashem has shown me how important things are. And if Hashem could create this amazing, like we're saying, in size and in power and in force, the universe, and the Vada, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can and is setting aside for us even things greater than that, those who go in the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So like we're saying, we don't have to say, you know, we shouldn't always mechazik ourselves when we see and we think, could Hashem do it? Could Hashem not? How am I going to get past this person, the other person? Do we have to do it together with Hashem or try to some other way, which is not so matim takodesh bohu? Or try to look at the big picture. Everything in the physical part of planet Earth that's going on is nothing in the respect of physicality. The speck, it's nothing. And the people in it have no power. They're the weakest of them all. The biggest, the most powerful thing humanity has done is they've invented certain kaolin that could destroy humanity, atomic bombs. All that greatness and the big picture is that because we spoke all, and we left, and that's what Hashem wants us to do. See the bigger picture and see them inside your physical side, you're nothing. And the real koyach of the world is behind in the hands of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're not to be afraid of anybody or anything if we put ourselves in his hands, because he's guiding the whole thing. There's another Gemara, Chagiga, that says that the world, Rabbi Yossi says, Oy, Lebrius, Shiroyus, Vein, Yoides, Maroyus, Omdis, Vein, Yoides, Alma, Omdis. So the world is the people that don't see the, same like they're the bigger picture, what the world stands on. We're standing on the floor on the earth, we think that's everything. And really, that's the thing that's underneath our feet, but that's not what's holding everything up. So bring Zerit Tzukim and says that the earth stands in water, and water on Ruach. And Ruach is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The bottom line, what the Gemara is telling us is that what's keeping the world together is not the fact that we have a solid earth underneath us, because the solid earth itself is not as stable as you think it is. We ourselves see that time and again you have earthquakes, you have volcanoes, you have tsunamis, you have different things. Even the earth we're standing on is not something we can rely on. You never know what could happen, and anything can happen at any point of time. Just in recent history, we saw how just waves of water come, and kill hundreds of thousands of people. Volcanoes can erupt and wipe out hundreds and hundreds of miles around it. The Gemara continues and says, Rabbi Lezer ben Shmuel Omer, Al Omer Echad, all that stands on one thing. The tzaddik shemoi shenemet tzaddik yisoid olam. The tzaddik is the thing that really supports the world. Here is where our true power comes in. we're talking about to succeed, you need power. So number one we're saying is, go to the most powerful one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we look at the bigger picture of the world. You see, he is the one who is infinitely times more powerful than anything we can imagine, and surely more than all these human beings that are just specks in the big universe. Mitzad Hasheni, the Omid, the pillar which everything stands on, is the Tzaddik. And that is the power every Jewish person has. When we do a mitzvah, we are strengthening the entire world. And Chas V'Shalom with Hevei the other way around. So these are two things we're saying today. Another angle is saying the greatness and the power of Hashem and realizing that that's the one to rely on. Everybody else's power is nothing. Respect Hashem's power and start ashamed to realize that we have a way of connecting to Hashem's power by our mitzvahs and our tzidkus, and that's what really keeps our world and the whole world going. So therefore, take advantage of the true power we have and latch onto Hashem's power, and we won't have to be concerned about anything that Chas V'Shalom could hurt us.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.